It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
What home project did you think that you could do by yourself, but spoiler alert, you couldn't? 312-946-4995. Melissa McGurran?
Yeah.
What happened?
I should have left the project to the professionals. That's what this message is all about.
Oh, no.
If you started something and yeah, you're like, you know what? I should have just left it to the pros.
Yeah, I should have called a pro on that one.
Yeah, I just had that whole same thing happen. I used to, when Porter was little, I had a guy come mow the lawn all the time because I didn't want to leave a little kid in the house.
Sure.
And then, you know, and unsupervised.
Yeah, right, right.
And so that kind of went on a little too long because Porter got older and I could have gotten rid of the guy mowing the lawn, but I didn't. And finally, I'm like, okay, I need to get rid of this and just do it myself. And, you know, Porter can help me mow the lawn. Mm-hmm. Well, it turns out I probably shouldn't have done that in the first place because the cost that it took for me to just take care of my lawn, the maintenance of it, was... It's been hundreds of dollars. I'm not even kidding. I have bought a lawnmower. I had to buy an edger. I had to buy the grass clipping bags that you put all the grass in.
Yeah.
I had to buy a leaf blower, fertilizer every year for the lawn, grass seed.
No, you can start your own landscaping company.
And more grass seed. And the list goes on and on. I wouldn't have had to do any of that. It's been hundreds of dollars.
It would have been cheaper for you to have just bought a babysitter.
Than to go
to all the effort that you did.
Have somebody come over for, you know, 2 hours or something.
Yeah.
No, I should have just had the landscaper just come do it. You know, a guy mowing the lawn. Then he leaf blows everything and he edges it and he's gone.
Yeah. They do it so quick too.
And they do because, you know, they got the leaf blower on their back, like a backpack.
It takes me an entire weekend to do one of those jobs.
I know. It's like, I feel like I made a mistake. I should have just left it to the pros.
312-946-4995. What house project did you have that you should have left to the pros? You know, my dad one time taught me at a young age. He said, listen, son, as you become a homeowner, don't ever mess with plumbing. Always leave that up to the pros because he tried installing, doing something with his toilet and ended up flooding the entire bathroom.
No.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
no.
So he said, listen, if it's ever pipes, don't ever deal with them. Let the pros handle that. Everything else you could figure out how to do on your own.
Mm-hmm.
312-946-4995. What was a home project that you thought you could do by yourself, but turns out probably should have just left it to the pros? Chris in Chicago.
Did you have a home project? Yeah. And oh boy, you should have left it to the pros.
Yes. I was a newlywed couple and I was trying to hang the kitchen curtains. And when I tried to screw in the rod, all of the drywall came off. So wanted to hide it from my husband.
Oh no!
I went to the hardware store to get something to patch the wall so he couldn't see it by the time he got home from work.
Yeah.
Chris, this is not going well.
He found out.
What did he say?
I was banned from using tools, and we are now married 30 years, and I'm still not allowed to use a screwdriver or a hammer.
Oh, my goodness. So you haven't touched a tool in 30 years?
Nope. I'm not allowed to. I can't hang pictures. I swear, I knock out the walls all the time with the hammer.
Oh, my gosh, Chris.
That is too funny, Chris.
Got to leave that to the professionals.
Chris, how did he learn that this, like, how did he find out that you tried to cover up your tracks?
We were doing the dishes, and it was the window above the sink, and he's like, why is this not painted, and it looks like it's been newly patched?
Oh, no.
Well, at least it sounds like you did a halfway decent job of patching it.
No, we had to get a painter in there and redo it all.
Gosh, Chris. Well, who can blame a girl for trying?
Yeah.
I tried.
Well, you know what? Let me tell you this, Chris. Touching tools, it's way overrated. You know, like, enjoy your time of not having to do any of the handiwork around the house.
So I do have a secret.
Oh, what is it?
I wanted a new shower.
No.
Chris?
Chris.
So I may or may not have purposely broken the one we had.
Chris!
That's so smart.
Wait. Wait, does your husband know that you did that?
Well, that just happened this weekend, so we're not telling him.
Oh! Does he listen to US 99? Let's hope not.
Yes, he does.
No, no, Chris!
You know what? Chris?
This is a different Chris in Chicago if her husband's listening.
Yep, that's right. We did not get a new shower this weekend, if you're listening, Mike.
Oh, my gosh. Mike, she's even naming him out.
Oh, Chris.
All right, so you're getting a new shower. That's amazing.
Yeah, it took a little while, but it happened.
Hey, whatever it takes. I'm all for it. You know, hey, is that bad where I'm like, hey, you got to put a little hole in the wall to get a new shower?
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know what I should break next weekend. You guys have any ideas?
Hopefully not your marriage.
Do you need some new windows?
Okay. Thank you, Melissa.
Yeah. You're welcome. You can get a great deal from Window Nation.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. WindowNation.com. Chris, listen, thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it. But even more so, thank you for trusting us with your secret.
We really do
appreciate it. Your secret is safe with us.
Thank you, guys. You're great.
Aww,
you're great.
Thanks, Chris. Congrats on your new bathroom.
Thanks.
My goodness. I feel like I am now an accomplice to that crime. But look, you can always trust us with your secrets.